Hi, Christy Nix here with HeartSync Group. I'm your intuitive business strategist and communications expert here to help you today with a topic that I know all my lady entrepreneurs are going to be all over. Today, I am talking about confidence in the form of jewelry. What other way do you really, really need it, right? But today, I am talking about natural gemstones and how they can boost your confidence in your business and putting yourself out there by quite simply wearing them. Having those gemstones, the natural ones, in your energy. And they need to be natural. And I'll tell you why. Before I became a confidence coach, I quite simply focused on, I was a jewelry artist. I started out completely drawn and rather obsessed with gemstones. And I loved how buying a piece, buying a string of stones, they just spoke to me. Have you ever found a piece of jewelry that you just love and you wear it all the time because it just feels really good? Well, that's what I'm talking about. And when I was a jewelry artist, and I still am actually, whenever I would buy stones, I would get a very clear picture about what the stones wanted to be made into. And later when I got my jewelry certificate as a designer, actual fabricator, I really got into the energies of the stones, because when they showed me what they wanted to be made into, for all my artists out there, you totally understand what I'm talking about, because you get a very clear picture about what wants to be created. Excuse me. And in that, the stones hold a specific energy. They are organic matter. So they come out of the earth just like us. And each stone, it's been scientifically proven, they have their own vibration. They have their own energy about them. Well, the energies hold different properties. They boost whatever energy they're in, like your energy when you wear them. Their natural energy will boost certain characteristics in your own energy field. So by wearing certain gemstones, whatever you're drawn to wear, those characteristics get boosted in your energy. They give you confidence where you might not be feeling too confident. Okay, for instance, I just did a speaking engagement in front of a bunch of women entrepreneurs, and I was debating on exactly what I wanted to put out there. I wanted to walk in with a set intention of the energy I would bring to the presentation. And so I chose to wear a mix of gemstones. I actually wore blue topaz, and for anybody who loves blue topaz, it's fabulous for finding your voice, being very confident and speaking up. I also wore iolite, which is a blue-purple stone, a little darker, but it's a blue-purple stone that's great for vision and harmony, having harmony in what you're doing, because that will boost your confidence in being calm when you put yourself out there. I also wore a little bit of moonstone, which is great for travelers who want to be calm on their travels. But moonstone's also seventh chakra, which is all about connecting to spirit. And I wanted to channel a lot of what I talked about. So I wanted to be confident in that. And then I wore a piece of, let's see, what was the fifth stone? Fifth stone. Let's see, two topaz eyelight. Oh, turquoise. And turquoise is a heart-centered warrior stone. Turquoise, for those who love turquoise, you either love turquoise or you don't love turquoise. And turquoise is a very heart-centered stone that's very much about that inner wisdom and that strength of knowing. So wearing my combination of stones, specifically created in a pair of earrings, because I want to be able to hear my clients as well. So location is also key. Excuse me. It is amazing how confident I felt walking into that talk. Nervous, yes, but confident. Because I feel like I had the support of my gemstones, putting me over the top in my confidence meter. So what I ask you is to look in your jewelry box. See what things you're really, really drawn to wearing. What gemstones are in those pieces. And it might be a ring that your grandmother gave you that's amethyst, you know, surrounded in diamonds or something. Then go to the website, ChristyNix, ChristyNix.com /products and go under Stone Blessings, which is my sister company, my jewelry company, and look up what the stones mean. I think you will be very surprised at what the stones actually do for you, the characteristics they bring, and what confidence they will boost for you. And then if you would, share this and make note at the bottom of what your favorite stone is and how it makes you feel. Because those, my friends, are going to help you boost your confidence when you feel like you might not be able to do it on your own. There's nothing like a little support, especially if it comes in a pretty package. So I highly recommend looking in that jewelry box, finding your favorite pieces of natural gemstone jewelry, not the plastic glass crap you get, you know, at Charlie's or Sam Moon or whatever. Real stuff. Because the plastic and glass stuff does not hold any energy. Actually, it holds your energy. And if your energy isn't great, do you really want to be keep wearing that? No. And if you want help in finding, guiding you to gemstones that will support you for specific tasks, just email me. I'd be happy to help. I could even design something for you if you like. But I want you to figure out what stones you're pulled to wear right now, what colors you're pulled to wear right now, because that will naturally reflect where you need your confidence boosters. So this is Christy Nix, your intuitive business strategist and communications expert. And I hope you found this helpful. And please share with your friends. Check out the blog postings as well as the meanings of the gemstones on the website. And leave a comment. I look forward to talking to you later. Take care.